We are proud to present our next speaker, subject matter expert Michael Buzz, a VP of HR Systems and Innovation at Equifax and a 14-year veteran in IT and human resource operations. A warm greeting this morning, Michael. And you are returning to the Human Resources episode of the SME Showcase Show, broadcasting live on Business Executive Radio, EXE. This is your host, Rio Orvec, with announcer Heather Thompson. Heather, can we hear a little bit about Michael Buzz, our next speaker?
Michael Buzz is the Vice President of HR Systems and Innovation at Equifax Incorporated. He has 14 years of experience in the information technology and human resources operations space, as well as experience developing and implementing global HCM solutions. He recently led the deployment of Workday Global HCM at Equifax, with continuing deployment of new Workday functionality, mobile, time tracking, onboarding, and recruiting, to meet global HCM needs.
Thank you, Heather. Now let's meet our esteemed guest, Michael Buzz from Equifax. We are pleased to have you in the studio today, Michael. Let's have a discussion around your perspective on human capital management technologies. Michael, let's start with something that is changing the human resource industry, actually. Behind the scenes, something most of us are not really aware of, but that's in transition from on-premise or company-owned and operated technologies for human capital management systems, which is the software and hardware that we're all semi-familiar with, to SaaS. And SaaS is being defined as software as a service from providers. So, Michael, how has the conversion changed from customized specific needs for managing employees' information, which companies that have built into their systems switched over to configuration of those specific information needs within the SaaS environment, software environment, which affects how HR systems users, management, and HRIT have to deal with? How has the conversion changed?
Yeah, I think what we're starting to see in the industry is probably just a follow-on of what's already been happening in other industries. And now in the HR space, we're starting to see a lot of companies, including my own, navigate away from a lot of the expensive on-premise technologies that cost a lot from an infrastructure perspective, from a resource perspective, with IT professionals that have to support those infrastructure items, databases, servers, those types of things. There's an extensive investment in both the functional and IT support resource space for customizations. Those customizations usually involve a lot of personal knowledge for those resources that develop those customizations. And when those resources leave an organization, a lot of times that knowledge on those customizations leaves with them, so the support becomes extremely difficult. There's a lot of disaster recovery and business continuity work that goes on with an on-premise solution that a lot of the SaaS providers can take that headache away from you. And again, it's basically a non-value add in a lot of cases to the core business model for a company when they're developing their own software for internal processes sometimes. So you're seeing a big shift to configuration in this SaaS space, less infrastructure to really support it. The ability for companies to adapt and change very quickly to business needs, mergers and acquisitions, the ability to board employees and do that globally in multilingual situations, the reduction in IT support needs, and both on the functional side as well in some cases, because now you're not supporting the customizations, you're supporting configuration. You're getting more upgrades, more feature functionality is being delivered quickly in these SaaS environments, and so you're seeing a lot of companies take advantage of that. And again, I think it's about the global orientation. A lot of the SaaS providers these days have the ability to meet those needs globally. So you're seeing a pretty dramatic shift, and again, I think HR is following a lot of the other spaces and industries that have already taken that that trip. Mm-hmm.
And let's cover the next issue, Michael, a very hot trend in the tech industry, mobile usage. How are companies addressing the needs of managers and employees that are on the go with mobile technologies related specifically to human capital management systems?
Sure. I think it's pretty easy when you look around the room. Everybody's got an iPhone. Everybody's got some type of phone. Everybody's got an iPad or some type of tablet that they're keeping with them. And managers and employees both are on the go, right? And so it's about meeting our employees really where they are to service their needs when it comes to HR transactions, HR systems, and HR functionality. I think we're providing more self-service these days to our managers and employees via the HR systems. And when you're doing that, it's more important than ever that you provide them with those tools where they can access it mobily. Most of the HCM applications that are out there today are offering some type of mobile feature functionality to meet people where they are so they can get their work done quickly. And sometimes in this day and age, there's a need to do that on the go in an airport, in a cab ride, at home with your family. So we're basically putting data in the user's fingertips when they need it, where they need it the most.
Hmm. Michael, enlighten us on how are companies leveraging big data, which can be explained as large volumes of data from many sources. How are they leveraging this to uncover information about their businesses and their workforce, which they can leverage for more effective use of talent?
Sure. I think big data is definitely a term that most people are familiar with these days, especially in the HR space. It is so much data that has been created and so much data that is continuously being created that can help us in this war for talent with employees, right? Everybody's trying to attract and retain some of the top critical talent that you need in your business. And the way that you do that and that you attract those folks and you actually keep them is by analyzing data. And the data can come from a lot of different places. It could be from LinkedIn profiles. It can be from other data sources. But the data that's out there, it's critical. If you're going to win, you need to be able to analyze that data and make some good business decisions and insightful decisions based on that data. We look at things like potential ratings and performance ratings, retention, looking at locations. We look at professional profiles. We're trying to tie all of that together, and it's definitely a challenge, but it's necessary if you're going to win some of the battles in this war for talent today.
All right. Thank you for that. And, Michael, what is the next subject that we're going to talk about? What as users, we're concerned with the push for better user experience in HCM technology, which we assume is accelerating quickly. Then why is it necessary to adopt intuitive, self-service-driven technologies to advance HCM initiatives?
Sure. I think with HR organizations today, they're pushing very hard for managers and employees to have as much self-service as they can. We want to make sure that folks can handle the transactions themselves. And we're really trying to see a push from tactical work being handled by a lot of the strategic HR business partners into more strategic work. So we're putting some of that information, those forms, that self-service in the hands of managers. The user experience is critical because now if you're relying on a manager who's only going to create a job requisition two or three times a year to create that job requisition, that process needs to be extremely easy. We need people to get in, get it right, and get out of those systems. Because when they're inside the HR system, they may not be doing their core function, which may be sales or doing something else for your business that is more valuable from a time perspective for them. And so I think that's one of the keys is that user experience has to be intuitive. You can't spend a lot of time trying to teach people how to use the product. The product should be intuitive enough that they can learn it and open that transaction, finish it, and get out of the system as quickly as they can.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And that begets our next question, Michael. What is the impact on the move to a more self-service HCM environment for an organization, and how does that conversion transition change work with the employee?
Yeah, I think with self-service, the self-service process kind of replaces the conversation that a lot of, say, HR partners or HR generalists have traditionally had with managers and employees. They're now having a manager or employee engage inside of the system itself for that transaction, and so the conversation is happening there. That means that those in-person discussions that were being had need to be followed up with or aligned with transactions in the system that are solid, the instructions are tight, validation is spot on when you're going through a process, and the user experience has to be excellent. Workflow has to be extremely transparent. People need to know where they are in a transaction, and they know what's next, who's up next to approve or review something. The other thing is notifications that go out and confirmations. Those need to be spot on as well. People need to know where they stand once something is completed in the system. So I think that, again, that user experience is key in just about everything that we do today.
Sure. Well, Michael, as users are familiar with trending in social media, and most of us in the corporate world know what analyzing data is, so that if analytics and trending are important to every organization at some level, how are companies leveraging user-friendly reporting, dashboards, workforce planning to help involve and inform human capital decisions?
Yeah, I would tell you that in the old days, analytics and metrics were something that was an extreme nice to have. It's a must have today. You can't win in the war for talent today if you don't have data and analytics in the HR space. And a lot of companies you're starting to see are mining not only their data, but their data scientists and data analysts, and bringing them into the HR organization where traditionally they've been outside, maybe in an operations role or in a finance and accounting role. You know, things that you want to know with this war for talent: are you paying people adequately? Are we paying for performance? Do we really have a meritocracy? You know, why are people leaving us? Where do we have capacity with workforce planning? Where do we have business continuity issues with, say, people retiring that are in critical business roles or retiring within the next few years? You have to know where you are, and you have to know where you want to go, and you got to measure that, and that's extremely important. Predictive analytics, helping businesses understand what decisions they need to make to impact their strategy, their talent strategy as they move forward, is critical. And bottom line is you have to commit to analytics and data. It is definitely the way to help win this war for talent.
Yeah, thank you for that, Michael. Thank you for representing the technical side of our discussions today. We're surely grateful for you coming in and looking at technology for us, and we'll love to hear your summary. And among our subject matter experts today, we have Michael Bodes, Vice President, HR Systems and Innovation at Equifax. You've been given us many takeaway thoughts today, Michael. Can you pull some key points together for our listeners in a few moments, please?
Sure, absolutely. I think as we move forward, we talked about data and analytics being key in the war for talent today. There are plenty of people around the globe that can work, but we're looking for specific skills to fit business-critical roles and positions in our organization. And so identifying that talent, attracting that talent, keeping that talent, those are all things that it's required for us to really understand about our workforce, and data and analytics is a big key there. The other takeaway for me in the day and age of industry that we're in is the self-service, the push for self-service in the marketplace requires that our technologies be extremely user experience friendly. They need to be intuitive. You need to have the opportunity to get in, get out, get things done quickly and correctly, and move on from those transactions. The other piece that's extremely critical for us right now is meeting those employees where they are. We have a lot of employees that are on the go all the time, our sales force, managers sitting in airports, riding in cabs, being in a hotel in Brazil or some other country. They need to be able to do their work, and so it's important for us to give them those mobile capabilities for the HR system so that those transactions, approving timesheets, completing reviews, handling talent assessments, that those don't get held up in the process. So I think those takeaways are the most critical for us right now in the industry that we're in.
All right. Masterfully done, Michael. And thank you.